Good morning. This is Ian Hoyer with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Saturday, December 28th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Spark R&D and Gallatin County Search and Rescue. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. This morning, temperatures are in the single digits to low teens and there is no new snow. Winds are 5 to 10 miles an hour out of the north and west and will remain steady throughout the day. High temps will be in the teens. Snow flurries today and tonight won't bring significant accumulations. Triggering large avalanches is possible in the mountains near Big Sky and West Yellowstone. The widespread, weak snow near the ground is still working to accommodate the load of new snow that fell earlier this week. Have you noticed that we sound like a broken record? Every day. Weak snow at the ground, don't trust it. Well, get used to it. These weak layers don't heal quickly. That's why they're called persistent weak layers. We'll be worried about these layers for weeks, if not months, to come. Each day, without a new load, avalanches become less likely, but this is a slow process and can't be rushed. Avoiding riding on or beneath steep slopes is a simple way to stay safe while we wait. If you do get onto a steeper slope today, ride one at a time and have your partners watch from a safe spot so they're ready if something goes wrong. Humid-triggered avalanches are possible, and the avalanche danger is moderate in the Madison Range, Southern Gallatin Range, and Lionhead area near West Yellowstone. Yesterday, a rider near Cook City saw two fresh, large avalanches on a northeast aspect of Henderson Mountain with snowmobile tracks nearby. It's unclear if these slides broke naturally or triggered by the snowmobilers. Either way, these slides are a cause for concern. They broke several hundred feet wide and up to 4 feet deep. That is a lot of snow moving downhill and not something you want to mess around with. Triggering a similar slide is possible today on weak layers buried in the middle of the snowpack. Think carefully about the consequences of triggering an avalanche and make a solid plan before getting into steep terrain. The avalanche danger is moderate in the mountains around Cook City. The lower snowpack is generally stable in the Bridger Range and Northern Gallatin Range. Thin wind slabs formed by moderate west winds yesterday are the primary concern, but won't be much of an issue outside of the steepest, high-consequence terrain. Look out for these wind drifts near the ridgeline, and avoid them if you're in a place where a small slide would be a big deal. Today, large avalanches are unlikely, and the avalanche danger is low in the Bridger Range and Northern Gallatin Range. If you get out, please send us your observations. You could fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.